You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
In the 90s, New York detective Louis Scarcella locked up the worst criminals.
Putting bad guys away, there's no feeling like it.
Then jailhouse lawyers took aim, led by Derek Hamilton.
Scarcella took me to the precinct and lied.
20 men eventually walked free. Now, in the Burden podcast, after a decade of silence, Louis Scarcella finally tells his story, and so does Derek Hamilton. Listen to The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
What's up, Ears Edition listener? It's Dulce Sloan, correspondent for The Daily Show. You're about to hear an episode of one of our original Daily Show podcasts, Hold Up, hosted by me and Daily Show writer Josh Johnson. It's where we take our office banter into a weekly war of words about topics big and small. In this episode, we debate still versus sparkling water. We go back and forth on which version of H2O would truly quench your thirst and why I prefer bubbly water, or as Josh calls it, burping bougie. Tune in for this fun debate. And if you like the show, check out the Hold Up podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
And were you drinking, by the way, still or sparkling?
I was drinking still. I can say
boom!
Because it's smart water.
Yeah! Yeah, see, even you in your private moments, you go still.
This
You're like,
terrible.
Calm all those bubbles down. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. It's a big show about little things that really aren't anything. I am one of your co-hosts. My name is Josh Johnson. I'm a writer for The Daily Show, and I am joined by...
Dulce Sloan! I am a correspondent on The Daily Show. I'm also a stand-up comedian, like Josh. I also am a crafter. I like long walks on the beach. And like I said before, being in the mall with your daddy. So. Somebody's daddy. Because that's who's been talking to me recently, is fathers.
Yeah, if you've been binge listening, in the mall with your daddy is a real theme. Probably one of the strongest themes of this show. We've held on to In the Mall with Your Daddy longer than anything, longer than I've been doing Manosphere content, longer than I've been grinding. In the Mall with Your Daddy has been consistently in every episode for quite a while. And yeah, it's a true movement, you know?
You know, you never know when you're going to be called upon.
Yeah. Because malls are dying and dads don't get enough love. And so to mix the both of them together, to really say, screw Amazon moms and let's go full mall daddies. Wow. Incredible. I applaud the work you do.
We're going to start the episode because, I mean, it's already been started. It's already turning up.
It's already turning up. And you know what we need? Because I don't know about you. I think you might be at home right now. But from where I am recording, it is hot.
Yeah.
All right? It is hot like a place that I hope to never see. It is hot. It is sweltering.
You're warming that podcast studio?
And the lights don't help. All right?
No.
I'm burning up. But it brings me to today's topic.
Can y'all send my brother some water? Can you send him a cool beverage?
Today, and I want you, the listener, to think about who ended up on which side, all right? Because today, before we tell you, we're going to let you know right now it's still versus sparkling water.
Listen, what I challenge us today is we can both see both sides of this coin, right? Both sides of this coin. But I think the listeners are going to think, oh, well, Josh is going still, and Dulce is going sparkling. Right?
You don't want him to play the music?
You know what? Play the music! All right, listen. Joshua, tell the people where you stand.
Oh, you were right. I am still.
Okay, we knew. We knew. Mm. But I want to say that the reason that I chose sparkling, and I think the reason that sparkling is getting the shine that it's getting, is because everyone's trying to drink less sodas. I was never a big soda person.
Okay.
Because they were always too sweet for me. Mm-hmm. Which I know people looking at me aren't going to believe. But guess what? Most of the time, obesity is genetic, you bitch. So, I can say that a lot of time it was too sweet for me. But I really do enjoy. Also, we have to remember, when it comes to the sparkling water, one, I think it's an interesting term.
Yes, yes, it is.
Why don't we just say bubble water?
Because bubble water sounds like you're drinking plastic.
Okay.
The name bubble water just doesn't roll off the tongue like sparkling. Like if you went to a nice restaurant, they walk up to you, hands behind their backs, you know, the way that they lean over the table. Like, can we interest you in some still or bubble water? You'd be like, the second one doesn't sound real, so I'm going to take the still.
Okay. I was wondering where they picked sparkling because it did seem like a very high-end thing.
I think that my thing with sparkling, why I don't really drink it and why I pick still over it is that the best waters that I've ever had have all been still. I think that when it's still, you pay attention to the taste more because, you know, sparkling is a taste in a sense, you know?
Well, yeah, because you have like, but the thing is like, there's the difference between like, you've got a seltzer and then you've got like club soda and seltzer. That's a lot of, seltzer is truly just drinking bubbles.
Yes.
Like there's
no
water in here.
You've seen the person that was like, sparkling water is just spicy water.
Yes. Somebody like, we're talking about like, it's like McDonald's Sprite is spicy. And then somebody said, hotel air conditioning is the AC version of McDonald's Sprite. I was like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
All accurate.
Little dirty gets the job done.
Right. But the bubbles, so like the bubbles in club soda is giving you accompaniment. Club soda is giving you, an accentuating, an adjective to your beverage, right?
Got you. Okay.
In the words of Black Forager, the beverage, Alexis. We love her. Who knew that I could eat magnolias? I very much enjoy water. We all need to drink more water. But sometimes you just want to have a little adventure. So sometimes you infuse your water. I love an infused water, a spa water. Did you see the thing? I think it was like over the summer where it was like, I guess this white woman had never heard of like agua fresca before.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And they were calling it spa water.
Yes. Yes. I did
and
see
then
that.
All of like, and then like Latino TikTok or Latinx TikTok or Latina TikTok, was taking like white people things.
Mm-hmm.
And like they, and so it's like, I was like, oh, a hot dog was like, oh, look at this fun taco. This fun taco. Like
yeah,
they're eating these fun tacos. Or like a burger was like a torta. Or they would take all this like white people shit and be like, yeah, we're just going to, the same way you tried to like steal, oh, you took water and put fruit in it. Like, it's like, no, somebody was like, no, bitch. Like the girl did the whole recipe for like, I think it was like fresa agua fresca. And she was like, oh, it's like strawberry spa water. And everyone was like, no. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's.
It's agua fresca, you goofy bitch.
Simply not. It's just so not.
It's so not. And so sometimes you just want a little divergence. You want a little fun thing. You want to throw some fruit in some water. So I get it. But also, have you heard this? That sparkling water. Doesn't hydrate you.
Yeah, I was just about to get to that. That's why I picked the still.
I don't understand that.
This is my thing.
Put air in it? How?
Okay. First of all, you know, we're just going to get to that moment a little bit earlier than usual.
Okay.
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 We're just going to go ahead and hit it up early, all right?
All right.
for my men.
Jesus.
All right? For my men out here fighting on the grind, okay? You need to be hydrated, okay? You don't need this sparkling, bubbly water. You don't need to be burping bougie, all right?
That's so funny.
You need to be hydrated with the elixir of life, with the body of the earth into your body so you can sweat, so you can have water that comes out of you that you're drinking, right? It's a version of that because you can sweat out the toxins, okay? You can't do that off sparkling water. You can't do that. If you try to work out and have sparkling water, I bet you pass out.
Or you'll sweat
I bet
bubbles.
You pass out. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Dulce. Do you really want to be out here trying to grind, trying to get the man shoulders with bubbles coming out of your body, all right? You can't grind with bubbles. Bubbles too soft, okay?
Did you imagine being in the gym and you just see...
When you out here bench pressing and you're putting in so much work that you're sweating, that you're just shooting water out of your pores, you don't want bubbles in your pores. It'll kill you. Believe me. Believe me. If you get bubbles in your pores, you gonna die, all right?
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarsella.
Putting bad guys away. There's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarsella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the law was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarsella.
We got to show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carbonated water is because it's carbon dioxide, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what would happen if you put another gas in the water. Like, can't you put another thing in it? Like, if you put like a bunch of, can't you put a bunch of oxygen in water? Can you oxygenate water? You can oxygenate water, can't you?
You're asking the wrong person. This
You also have a theater degree. Okay.
Yeah. I'm here because I think still is the best nutritional. You know, you get your minerals in. All right.
Okay.
They add minerals to the water.
Okay. Oxygenated water is a relatively new functional water product that has oxygen added to it in the canning process or bottling process. The added oxygen is claimed to provide health benefits, including aiding exercise recovery, flushing out toxins, and improving alcohol metabolism. Josh, are we about to get in the oxygenated water game?
I think if we get into oxygenated water and I'm already drinking green tea and I'm already eating dark chocolate, I think I might be the healthiest man that's ever lived. All right? I think I might actually be so healthy I start floating. That's what I want. Some people want to get big and strong and look all Morris Chestnutty. I'm just trying to float. I'm so healthy.
We're not making that man no more. We're not printing this nigga out no more. I don't know what. I think you had to be born in the '70s.
He drinks still water. All right, I'll tell you that right now. That dude drinks a bunch of water.
He has to. His skin is perfect. Pristine.
It's honestly like wild.
This is the thing. He's one of those dudes where you're just like, I know plenty of married men. Women try them all the time. People try, like, women, men, whoever. There are married men who get tried by people all the time. And I've heard married men tell me, plenty of married men have said, when they had their rings on, there was women in their face or people in their face all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of those dudes where, like, when you find out he's married, you're just like, respect. And then you just back away slowly. Like, I'm going to be respectful to this man. Because some men, you're like, I'm married. I'm sure one of them are like, give a fuck? What does that mean to me? Which is always a crazy response from a human being. But there's also certain people where you're just like, and God bless your wife. Like, you just want, like, I don't want.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, his skin is so clear, it does look like he could melt.
Yes!
Like he's like chocolate.
Remember those Axe body spray commercials and people got mad because I guess it was like chocolate scented and there were like women, like this woman on this bus like bit into this man, like this chocolate man.
No, I did not see this.
It was an Axe body spray commercial. This woman bit into this chocolate man and people wanted to be upset about it. And I was like, I don't understand why people are mad about this. This seems like a wonderful idea.
That is insane.
But people got mad. Also, people also got mad that there was like a Skittles commercial where there's like, I guess, things that didn't make sense. And it was a Korean Irishman. And people got mad at that, too. Because it was this Korean man, but he had a red beard and a heavy Irish accent. It was funny as shit.
Now, are there any Korean Irishmen?
I mean, there's Asian.
There's got to be some, right?
There's Chinese Jamaicans.
Yeah. But still, when it happens, we can't act. This is my thing. This is what I don't like when people do. Sometimes something will happen and people aren't even allowed to be surprised.
Yeah, like
The innocence of surprise can't also be. Yeah, you see,
there was a Jamaican restaurant in Miami that that was run by Chinese Jamaicans, and there was literally two lines in the restaurant: people that had been there before, and people that hadn't been there before, because the people that hadn't been there before needed a minute to process what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So there were these two, like, it sounds like a movie. There was these two old Jamaican men, like black Jamaican men, that would sit there like playing chess or some shit, and they would watch people come in the restaurant. And like one time we came, I told the story for years. So I was a little girl. The mother and the son were arguing in the back. And you hear two Jamaican people arguing. And then this guy, he's never been there before. He was like talking to me. He's like, yeah, I heard it's a great spot. Da 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 da. And he's standing there at the register and the lady comes out. And she's like, how can I help you? And he goes, ugh. And she's like, yes, a Chinese, a Jamaican, what you want? And he's like, ugh. And she's like, okay, stand over there. And then there was just like a line of people who were just processing. Jamaicans.
That's wild.
And then there was a line of people getting food. Like, it was like, oh, you don't get, stand over there, you're wasting time. And so, of course, they were out of everything, like every good Jamaican restaurant is. Mm-hmm. But then there was a line of people. And so, but the guys were like, oh, watch this. Like, they would tap. They were like, you know how black people, they see something, they'll tap each other, like, hey. So, he comes up talking, yeah, you know, I heard it was a good spot. And they're just sitting there like, he's like, it's like, oh, you never been here before? And they're like, no. He's like, and he just went, okay. And then they were like very excited to see this man see Chinese Jamaicans for the first time.
Yeah.
But it's like, think about it as a kid, the first time you saw a black person with a British accent. You're like, what the hell is...
Yeah. What are you doing? You're real good at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good... This? And then obviously you realize history. And you're like, oh, okay.
And then you're like, Wynwood, Idris Elba. Okay, cool. But also it's like, but people are everywhere. So yeah, because when I was in Scotland, we went to a Korean restaurant in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And I've been to a Korean restaurant in Australia. I guess I always go somewhere and look for Korean restaurants because it's more viable for their, because like my two favorite foods are Mexican food and Korean food. And sometimes it's more plausible for there to be a Korean restaurant somewhere than there is to be a Mexican restaurant somewhere. Because I remember we were shooting that TV show in London and they had like a Mexican restaurant that was like catering.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be bad, but I'm going to order it because I want to see how bad it's going to be.
Can you?
And
okay.
It was bloody terrible. I was like, this place needs to be. I remember going, Josh, this place needs to be shut down.
The thing that you reminded me of when you were saying like any good Jamaican place, you know, they were out of everything, is that when I am in a place that's very specific, like we're talking like. Not just a general country's cuisine or you know, like culture's cuisine. We're talking like super, super specific. When that
like just
happens.
Just a ramen spot?
Just a ramen spot, and they're not out of anything, and it's a little late in the day, I'm like, oh, I'm going to get poisoned. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because like all y'all are doing is ramen. How is everything on the menu available?
Yeah, like, it's like if you went in a Jamaican place and they were like, oh, no, we're fully stocked, and it's like 7 p.m., you're like, oh, no. What went wrong here?
I feel like sometimes it's like, I honestly have to go, oh, maybe you're paying attention to your inventory.
Maybe. That's when you roll the dice. You're like, look, maybe someone in the back is very good at inventory, or somebody in the back is very bad at cooking. But we're about to find out.
It is interesting when you go to a Jamaican spot and you're like, oh, y'all have everything. Like the place we went to in London.
Yeah.
I think the two, because we went like, what, two, maybe three times?
Something like that, at least two.
They were always out of the patties.
Yes,
they were out of the beef or the chicken, the veggie they always had. I'm like, bro, I don't want a vegetable medley wrapped in dough. I'm good.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. It's why? Like, yeah. Why undercut all my vegetables right now with a deep fried bready dough?
What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing. I think still wins out because still is everywhere. Sparkling isn't everywhere.
But maybe it's because sparkling is so new to us as a concept, as a label, you know? Because, like, as a kid, you didn't really drink. Like, there's so many water brands now. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes me, like, when I see all these water brands, I was like, what if the water that we need is just sitting in these bottles? You know what I mean?
Like, what in if, the like, world?
Yeah, like, when we, like, it's like, people like, oh, there's a water shortage. And I'm like, yeah, because, like, fucking Poland's.
Oh, yeah, we bottled it all, yeah.
We bottled it all. And then we went, and then we opened a bottle, took a couple of sips, and now we can't figure out, because I was at a bar yesterday. Mm-hmm. I thought I drank my water. I think I drank someone else's water.
What happened?
So I'm at
you
this
just
bar.
You just sitting too close to him?
No, I had a water in my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw my jacket over in the booth and I left. And I was like, oh, my jacket, but the bottle was like, the top of it was like pushed in, like it fell down. And I was like, oh, somebody picked up my water and put it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I grabbed it and was drinking it because I didn't think, because it was like, it was a bottle of smart water that I'd gotten from work. And I knew it was my water because it was water in my jacket. And then I was talking to this guy at the bar and he was drinking a bottle of smart water. And I'm like, I've never seen a bar with bottles of smart water. And I was like, oh, shit. I drank that water because I knew it was my water because bars don't have bottles of smart water. And then it's like, wait a fucking minute. This might not be. And by that point, it was too late. You know what? But when I put on my jacket last night, there was not any water in it. Maybe that was my water. Where'd my water go?
You know, sometimes there's a mystery that just cannot be solved.
Jimmy Hoffa, Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
Where's my water?
Yeah. Where's my water sounds like one of them. And were you drinking, by the way, still or sparkling?
I was drinking still. I can say
boom.
Get a smartwatch.
Yeah. See, even you in your private moments, you go still.
This
you're like, calm all those bubbles down. Let's get that still in.
Listen, sometimes, like, if you've ever had, I love doing, like, a fruit-infused water.
Yeah.
And so I'll take a little fruit-infused water, and then I'll, maybe sometimes I'll do it with sparkling. Sometimes I'll do it with still. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll put a little, like, Pedialyte or this electrolyte, which I really like.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like this one. This is a coconut flavor. No, technically there's water in here now, but coconut flavor is nice. It only takes a little bit like sunscreen, but it makes you feel like summertime. So, and you can do any type. I like a tropical fruit because it holds up more in the water.
Yeah.
But like a cucumber water is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Cucumbies. I can say that. For the fun factor, just, like, when you're sitting up drinking, like, fucking 8 glasses of water a day, all this water is supposed to be drinking. But I don't
know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're like, I need to switch things up a bit.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarsella.
Putting bad guys away.
There's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarsella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarsella.
We gotta show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you have like a whiskey and soda, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a little something as opposed to just putting straight water in some whiskey. Because one of my friends used to do whiskey and water. And I'm like, I don't. You sound
so
75.
So they just used to do less whiskey?
No, you take whiskey. Like your little, you know, dump, whatever, how much whiskey. And then they would just have them put in, like, as much club soda as someone would put in.
Yeah.
They would put in some water.
So, wait. Okay. Wait. They would. But they are watering down their whiskey.
But anytime you put in a mixer, you're watering down alcohol. What's the difference? The club soda is just water with bubbles in it. This is just water with no bubbles in it.
But the water is just straight water. Mm-hmm. So the water is like diluting the whiskey. Isn't the club soda adding bubbles and some water?
Yes.
Because if the water in club soda doesn't have the same like... makeup as the still water. It seems it's like breaking my brain because I'm like, when you add club soda, it feels like you're adding something. When you add water, it just feels like you're taking something away.
I understand what you're saying. Because you'd also get it with no ice either.
Can I tell you, when I worked at Julia's, this woman came in and she wanted like basically a cup of ice water. She wanted water.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, don't put any ice in it, though. And I always used to do that because I know that the ice can take up so much space in the cup that you're getting less of your drink.
Yes.
But she was like, I don't want to get watered down because it'll taste different. And I was like, it'll taste, the ice will taste, it'll, and she was like, yeah, it'll taste different if I let it, if the ice waters my drink down, it'll taste different. And I was like, I thought she, for a second, I was like, oh, so you don't want water? And she was like, no, I do want water. I just don't want it to get.
I know some people don't like restaurant ice.
Okay.
I know some people, they won't, like if you're on vacation, won't drink ice because the water isn't always filtered.
Yeah, yeah.
I know
that does make sense.
I know when I was in the UK, they don't serve alcoholic beverages. Like when I was in Scotland, I was at Edinburgh Fringe, and they were saying that they only have ice for the Americans. Because
wow.
They'll make a drink.
And they don't do ice.
They don't do ice. So like the alcohol is room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And say they get like a whiskey and a soda. Both items are like room temperature.
That makes sense because then people will come here and be like, oh, this drink is so nice, or like this thing is so refreshing.
Well, nothing's refreshing at room temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were saying that the reason they don't do ice is because it waters down the drink. But they're like, Americans are obsessed
with getting our ice in, yeah.
Well, I think we love a cold beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't mind ice watering down a drink. That doesn't bother me. Because my goal is not to get fucking trashed. Mm-hmm. My goal is to enjoy an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's like, I don't 100%... Listen, no one enjoys the taste of alcohol.
Okay.
People enjoy the feeling that they get
mm-hmm.
from alcohol. Or you've had better tasting alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But if we enjoyed the taste of alcohol, we wouldn't have cocktails and we wouldn't have mixed drinks.
Sure.
If alcohol tasted good,
mm-hmm.
we'd have no screwdrivers, no gin and juice, no other than that. We wouldn't be doing none of that shit.
Yeah, because it is smelly.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's smelly. It's flammable.
Mm-hmm.
It could do a lot of damage to your body if you drink it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
But I can say that sparkling water, now it's like, that makes sense. Because like the fact that just water, adding water to alcohol, like broke your brain. Because it felt like it was taking something away. That's so interesting. Club soda felt like it was adding something.
Yeah, it just felt like it was adding the bubbles. It was adding the, you know what I mean? Because I also think for your health and for feeling refreshed, still is the way to go. I think that
it
like.
It is.
Like sparkling is a more, we're at an event or we're having dinner.
We're
or,
having fun.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
We're having fun.
But if it's hot out and somebody basically offers you a flavorless Sprite, you're going to start swinging. Even if they offered you a like a LaCroix, you'd be like, I am burning up.
If I
don't
that,
need that.
I learned that on a summer's day. It was hot. I was outside. Someone handed me a LaCroix and I was like, what a fucking waste of time. It tasted good. We all love pamplemousse.
Uh-huh.
But did I get the refreshing that I needed in that moment?
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
Okay.
I do love that, because there's different levels
mm-hmm.
of, burbujas in your water.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them seem bigger than others. Coca-Cola seems to have the biggest fucking bubbles in life. Pepsi seems to be bigger. I don't even like Pepsi. Barely. I did have a Coca-Cola for the first time in years, about like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker. It's not a bad. I get it. I'm not going to probably drink it again for 5 more years. But.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't understand how you can drink Coca-Cola on a regular basis.
I also don't. Like, I've known people. Like, my grandmother drank it a lot. And I was just like, I don't get how this is. I feel like now you just have a sugar craving. Now it's more like, oh, you like the repetition. It's more routine now. It can't be for this flavor. Because she gave me some one time and I was like, oof, tastes like burn.
It is heavy. It is heavy.
Yeah.
The fact when you do that experiment as a kid, you put the tooth in Coca-Cola and it gets rubbery, has always bugged me. You're drinking a Coke, your teeth feel weird. But a cold Coca-Cola does do something. Because a cold Coca-Cola, like a nice ice cold Coca-Cola on a hot day, will do more than a LaCroix. I can't ask you this. Have you, before we wrap up, SodaStream?
I've tried it, and it is not for me. But I respect a good SodaStream. I respect a SodaStream in the home. You know, I respect someone's 24/7 access need for a bubbly water.
Did you know, and this is for my listeners out there, I was at someone's house for a New Year's Day brunch. We were there at a New Year's Day party the night before. Everyone went home. We came back for brunch. They were doing mimosas. Ran out of champagne. The people had brought like a couple bottles of white wine. And I said, yo, just put this cheap ass wine in the soda stream. And it worked.
That's wild.
But that's all champagne is. It's just carbonated wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not fermented, because fermented is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's carbonated wine. So you put the white wine, and I want to hear, I want to see all the comments. I want to see all the messages for people that took some cheap ass box wine, tossed it in the fucking soda stream, and bam, it's mimosas all day, baby. What a time to be alive. Let's kick it over to the listeners, because I know that this is a constant conversation that we're all having right now. Sparkling versus bubbles. We all know that sparkling, I guess it had like its rich people origins. So that's why it's called sparkling, because, you know, middle class and lower, we'd have called it bubble water and kept it moving, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, I just want to hear from y'all out there. Do you prefer, when the server comes up to you, do you prefer still or sparkling? Do you like the feeling of the bubbles? Do you like to watch them pop up to the top of the glass? Are you a bit bougie?
Hold on. I have gone out to restaurants recently, and it's been still, sparkling, or tap.
Okay.
Which means my still is coming out of a bottle. My
Still's bottle.
It's coming out of a bottle. And so somebody said to me, and there's this comic on Instagram, I think his name is Mr. Red, that I watch on TikTok. He's a Cuban guy, and he does like the two parts between him and his girlfriend. It's absolutely amazing. But they do like a sketch where they're on a date, and the guy comes up, you know, still a sparkling water, you know, a tap. He's like, yeah, I'll take government water. And for like a week when I would go out, somebody's like, what do you want? I was like, government water's fine. And it makes you stop.
It makes you stop, you know? Is it bottle? Is it bottle or is it sink?
Is it bottle or is it sink?
Mm-hmm.
And them's is the questiones, las preguntas that we have to ask in these streets, because you never know whose municipalities you out here sipping on, friend.
You let us know. Let us know in the comments. We read them. We love them. And let us know who you think did the better job of debating their side. All right? Are you with me? Are you going to keep it still? Are you going to be out here and the only thing still about you is your water? Because you're always grinding. You always running. You always putting in a work. Or are you going to sparkle? Are you going to try to be a little star? Huh?
Be a star. Be a star. Look at your girl. Check it out. Bam. 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 I lift up my foot, but you know, that you gotta earn that. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is we're always glad that y'all are listening to, you know, me and Josh just have these conversations about the things that you think are interesting. Please keep posting your comments. Please keep telling us what things you want us to debate, because I'm telling you, I finally found the long Instagram message.
Yes, yes.
And that young lady put in a lot of work, so thank you, friend. When we do yours, I will definitely make sure that we shout you out. And let us know if you want us to come to your city,
Yes, we're always touring. So if you check the links in the description, you can find both of us and our dates and everything.
Yeah, and listen, me and Josh would love to come to your city, to your neighborhood, and talk about things in a public forum. Also, I'm trying to check out these malls, because guess who's in there? Yo, daddy.
Y'all have a great rest of the week into the weekend. We appreciate you.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
In the 90s, New York detective Louis Scarcella locked up the worst criminals.
Putting bad guys away, there's no feeling like it.
Then jailhouse lawyers took aim, led by Derek Hamilton.
Scarcella took me to the precinct and lied.
20 men eventually walked free. Now, in the Burden podcast, after a decade of silence, Louis Scarcella finally tells his story, and so does Derek Hamilton. Listen to The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.